Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hello, and welcome to this series of readings from Discover Magazine, a presentation of Airs LA. Today's article was written by Sarah Novak and is from the March-April issue of the magazine. Road Trip to the Red Planet. A tourist jaunt to Mars wouldn't exactly be a relaxing vacation for more than a few reasons. By NASA's current estimates, it would take around 2 to 3 years to get to Mars, assuming the trip takes advantage of opposition, the point at which Mars is closest in its orbit to Earth. And once you made it there, it wouldn't exactly be Eden either. Mars is an arid, inhospitable desert, with temperatures reading minus 81 degrees Fahrenheit regularly. What's more, the red planet would not be habitable without spacesuits and a completely enclosed environment, because the planet's air is about 95% carbon dioxide. There's also, as far as we know, no liquid water found on its surface. Still, none of that has stopped humans from wanting to set foot on Mars themselves. So, what would this type of planetary tourism really entail? Valentina Sumini, a space architect at MIT Media Space Lab's Exploration Initiative, says that there are major challenges right now that would largely preclude tourists from visiting Mars. Top among these is radiation. According to NASA, quote, our planet's magnetic field and atmosphere protect us from harsh cosmic radiation, but without that, you're more exposed, which can harm the human body and cause cancer, radiation sickness, damage to the nervous system, and degenerative diseases. Organizations like NASA have parameters in place to keep an astronaut's exposure to space radiation below established safety limits. But that's not as feasible on such a long voyage. Essentially, to make it to Mars, we'd have to find a way to shield ourselves from the dangers of cosmic radiation before making the multi-year trek. On Mars, most of your time would be spent inside, in what Sumini calls, quote, a mix of augmented and virtual reality. You'd also have to stay in shape and train, working out to fend off the effects of reduced gravity on Mars and microgravity in the voyage getting to the planet. Beyond that, you'd have to stay put at least 2 years to get back to the point in Mars orbit where it's the shortest distance from Earth. Colonists on Mars would face other challenges too. For starters, it would be difficult to grow plants in Mars' regolith, or soil, which contains poisonous compounds of chlorine in molecules called perchlorates. Researchers have already tried growing plants by using soil that mimics the conditions on Mars, a type of substance called Mars regolith simulant. While a team of researchers from the University of Arkansas was able to grow three different varieties of rice in Martian oil simulants, according to a 2023 paper, two strains require genetic mutations to better enable them to respond to stress. Additionally, you'd have to grow plants that could tolerate shade, because on Mars, you'd get about 60% of the light that you would on Earth. That's why, says Sumini, food production would need to revolve around an indoor hydroponic greenhouse, growing plants in water-based nutrient solution instead of soil. The greenhouse would also serve as a means for tourists to reconnect to the nature they would be missing back home. Quote, you'd take a stroll in the greenhouse, not just for food production, but also for relaxation, says Sumini. The water coming down from the ceiling would not just feed the plants. It would also recreate the feeling of rain in a world where water could only exist indoors. All of the elements that we take for granted on Earth would not exist on Mars, and therefore, says Sumini, We'd have to imagine what it would feel like to be isolated in such an extreme environment, including finding ways to reconnect with those you've left behind on Earth. Being a tourist on Mars would involve dealing with everything that makes it inhospitable. But humans are emotional beings, and survival would be about way more than just staying alive. Sumini contends that our most pressing objective might be finding a way to thrive psychologically, rather than just survive physically on the red planet. The author of this piece, Sarah Novak, is a frequent Discover Magazine contributor. My name is Brian Lemon. Thank you for listening, and stay curious.